This is the All Day Rock Off Podcast, episode number 7. Welcome to the All Day Rock Off Podcast, episode number 7. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode. And don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Rock Off podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the wrecking community. Today, we are very excited to be interviewing John Croft, aka Big Daddy. Big Daddy is the senior director for events at GoRuck, as well as a very talented GoRuck cadre. In this episode, we cover one of GoRuck's newest events, GoRuck Beached Core. Before we get started, I wanted to thank our new review on Apple Podcasts. This one comes from Landon Vance, who says, "Love the podcast, keep them coming." A huge thank you to Landon for taking the time out of your day to leave that 5-star review. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving your review on Apple Podcasts. If there's something you think we can improve on, please reach out to me at brian@alldayruckoff.com. Last announcement. Thank you so much for all of the email responses from those who want to talk about their GoRuck experiences. If you're interested in being on our After Action Review episode, please send an email to brian@alldayruckoff.com, and I would love to schedule some time to chat. That's it for the announcements, and now on to the interview.
Brian Lohr.
Big Daddy, how's it going?
I'm doing great, man. How are you today?
Doing great. So John, Big Daddy, I'm so excited to be talking to you today. For those who are listening and don't know, John is the senior director for GoRuck Events, and he is the force behind everything you see across the country when it comes to GoRuck Events. One thing I know about John is that he loves the water. When Big Daddy came out for my heavy 009 in Seattle, we spent a ton of time in the water. So when I heard that he was bringing back Beached as a Beached Core, I knew that he would put some special touches on it that would make it quite the amazing event. I am so thrilled that he is taking time out of his incredibly busy day to chat with me. So John, Big Daddy Croft, how's it going?
Brian, thank you so much for having me on today. You've been a great supporter of GoRuck over the years. And, you know, I think back to that heavy and, you know, I was just starting off in GoRuck. To be able to retire from the Marine Corps and continue to work in the water and to get people confident in the water and to not fear the great equalizer as much is always a pleasure for me. So I appreciate the time today to speak about this event and to get everyone jazzed up really about the potential that this event has to offer. So thank you very much. And thank you for the great introduction. You know, I do have a solid team behind me. We just work together. It's everything from the cadre on up about creating events that people can live out their visions of success of where they want to take their bodies. And so, you know, I have the best job in the world. So I appreciate the opportunity to come on today and speak about everything. Thank you.
Well, again, thank you. It's truly appreciated. So what prompted the return of Beached?
What prompted the return of Beached was that there was a demand for people who wanted to do Beached. The conflict that I had was how the event had grown over the years, how it went from, you know, just basically showing up and drinking beer to becoming something that we looked at through the lens at the time a couple years ago was, you know, get people out on Zodiacs and give them the feel for what the amphibious side of special operations does with Navy SEALs, Force Recon, Recon Battalion, MARSOC, and the combat divers within SF. So there was a lot of conflict about really where the event should go. And so it was easier just to say, hey, this is going to be the last one and really focus on what we wanted the event to be. And to be honest with you, my vision of success for this event was that when someone walked away, that they were more confident in the ocean environment, that if something happened, if their airplane went down, if their boat capsized, if they were going out for a 3-hour cruise and all of a sudden, you know, shit happens and there's sand out there, that they would have a confidence. I always say cool breeds cool, and to be able to take over and be like, hey, you know what? We got this. So that's where I wanted this event to go. You know, I thought about it for 18 months, and then I was approached by a GRT named Tina Streeter. She wanted to do a custom beach. But as I started to work with her on this, it became bigger than just a custom beach. You know, I started thinking about all things I really wanted to do with an event and decided that, you know what, we're going to bring it back. And so I compressed the timeline, got the team together. We had clear focus on what we wanted to do, and we developed the current program of instruction for Beach Core, with the intent on scaling it to where we could take it on a road show and really see what kind of support it would take for each place we went to to put on this event. That's how it came about.
That's incredibly exciting. And I guess we should give a huge thanks to Tina for bringing the idea of the custom up, because it sounds like without her, Beach Corps might not be where it is right now.
It would have been on the back burner, you know, and with Chris Way and what he's done with the Navigator event and the discussions that we had with the Expeditions team about turning Navigator into something that we branded by environment was something that we kicked around after we did the Snow Nav in Lake Tahoe and doing the Kauai Navigator, which encompassed a lot of water, jungle, mountain survival. So when I thought about it, I was like, with the Beach Corps, I want it to be in the ocean, be a special team building event, not just about survival skills, but a team building event in the ocean. Because when your airplane goes down and your boat crashes, 9 times out of 10, you're not picking the people that are going to go in the drink with you, right? It's going to be random. And so you have to know how to get along with everyone and know really your responsibilities as a citizen in the water in that situation. And so developing this, I kept that in mind, working with the team, and we just kept focused on what this event would actually look like.
That's exciting. I know Chris Way has done a lot with the Navigator side of the events, and so I'm excited to hear that he's working on this too. So for the Navigator events, there's Navigator Core and there's Navigator Legacy. This is Beached Core. Will there be a Beached Legacy in the future, which takes us back to the old 3 to 4 day beached events?
Right now, I only have a 24-hour event in the works. The purpose of only having 24 hours, I feel a 24-hour event sitting around the water is a lot of time. Why did I pick 24 hours? I picked 24 hours because I do not want the participants to sleep during this event. To put them in the proper mindset for the event, this is a very unique team building event. It does take elements of the Go Ruck Challenge, Navigator, and Beached, and roll them all in to we couldn't accomplish before, because going out for 3 days, you had a rest plan. You can't just go 72 hours straight. But when I narrow it down to 24 hours and bring you in at noon, give you an assessment, seeing how you swim, and, you know, really, am I looking for Michael Phelps versus shark? No, I'm not looking for that. What I'm looking for is someone who wants to excel in the water, but maybe has not had all the opportunities to excel in the water. You know, the person I'm looking for to do this event is someone who ranges from the incredibly competent, who like, I want to go on the ocean and see how it feels to spend time on the ocean, to the person who's like, man, you know what? I have the balls enough to go into the water. I'm not a marathon swimmer. I'm not an endurance swimmer. But you know what? I want to be able to cover the miles and I want to survive. If I find myself in a situation that I'm in an environment that I have competent people around me who can take care of me and teach me what I need to know to live another day. And so putting this event together and being able to split the teams into groups of people, they still have to get along with them. There's still going to be chaos, friction, and uncertainty during this event. But to be able to do an assessment to gauge the people and what their different confidence are and be able to center on those people and take them to the next level, that is the uniqueness about this event. To induce chaos, friction, and certainty in the classes, we teach you a class, then you go in the water and do practical application. Give you a class, take in the water and do practical application. Give you a class, practical application in the water. Water, you have to know how to do these skills, not just on land. This is not just a land-based event that we just go do flutter kicks or bottom samples in the water. This is stuff to where we teach you on the land, teach you the basics of it, take you into the water and have you do it in the water. It builds this culminating exercise to where you're going to be in the water 12 plus hours. I would say right now it's 12 plus. It's a beta. I mean, we'll see exactly how long, but my vision of success is that you spend 12 to 14 hours total in the event in the ocean. It may be more. I cannot see it being less, but, you know, in this culminating exercise, the participants of this are going to be put in a survival scenario. And they're going to have to move a great distance in the water. We intentionally picked the nighttime. We're not going there sunset. We're doing it out of the feeding times, big hungry, which I don't mess with him. He don't mess with me. Being able to put the people into this scenario, that's going to increase their confidence. They get desensitized throughout the day in the classes, practical application. That by the time we hit the nighttime and it's time to put them in the water and we give them their scenario, throughout the night, they are demonstrating these skills to earn valuable resources that can help them survive even better. Flotation devices, food. We have 5 to 10 evolutions set up right now throughout the night to be able to reward the teams to give them items that will help them in their journey to get to safety. What's your thoughts?
That's amazing. I'm sitting here, I'm really excited about the whole concept and idea behind that. It sounds like it's going to follow the lines of the Constellation series a little bit, where they teach you something and you go out and do it. And I thought that was an amazing application because I really felt like I learned a lot from that event. So there's a 12 to 14 hour culminating exercise at the second half of the event. For those who are listening don't know, Beached is a 24 hour event. So it sounds like half of the time will be spent on this culminating exercise at the end. You mentioned that you're not looking for the Michael Phelps of swimmers, but for people who are listening and they're not the most confident in their swimming ability, what's the minimum swimming ability required for someone to show up to this event?
The minimum capability that I would like someone to show up to this event is that they can swim in the ocean a minimum of 200 meters. A minimum of 200 meters.
That's not bad.
In the ocean. With or without fins, we're going to be about 600 meters offshore. For clarification, the culminating exercise is going to be a minimum of 12 hours in the water. Throughout the event, you're going to spend 14 plus hours in the ocean. So that culminating exercise is 12 hours. What I have to find out is how much more time in the water you're going to spend. That's why I deemed it 14 plus hours total for the event. I envision they're going to spend more. I just want to make sure that I underpromise and overdeliver. In all honesty, they may spend 16 hours of the 24 in the water.
And that's awesome.
So with this, you don't get good, just like I stated in the web description when I wrote this, you don't get good at pull-ups by doing push-ups, right? Everyone says, oh, you want to do better pull-ups? Do push-ups. No, the only way you're going to get better at doing pull-ups is to do pull-ups. The only way, truly, that you can come face-to-face with your fears in the ocean and become more confident in the ocean is to get on the ocean. A surfer can do all the drills on the beach he wants and pop up and get his technique down, but until he gets on a wave or she gets on a wave, they're not going to be able to practice this in real life. Brian, I've had people contact me from as far away as Texas who work on big ships who say the basic training that we receive for going on the tall ships, basically, they have a curriculum set up. You go to the swimming pool, you put on a dry suit, and you climb inside a safety boat. You learn how to put the gear on. But it's theory. This event is about bringing strangers, friends. You know, GoRuck Nation is wide and vast to bring people in like a typical GoRuck event who don't know each other and come from all different walks of life, to bring them together and put them in a scenario where they have to work together as a team. The Great Equalizer is one of my methods for bringing people together and making them a better American, a better team player. What better place? It's one thing to put people under a log. Underweight is great for building teams, but putting people in the ocean, setting them adrift and giving them a clear destination that they have to go to and forcing them to do these skills that they learn throughout the day, and they've been up for 24 hours. Can you think of a better team building event?
I can't.
Can you think of a better team building event that takes survival, team building, and rolls it all into one, that you're actually on the water surviving? There's no difference between being in the ocean 600 meters off the shore and being 3 miles off the shore. You're still in deep water. You still have to work together. You may not like the person to your left or right, but you have to work with them to achieve the goal. And that's why this event is going to be out of sight.
And I think that definitely follows your overall goal, you know, airplane survival, disaster survival, where you don't choose who's in the airplane with you. You know, 99 times out of 100, you're not the one who's choosing everyone else there.
You're not always going to have a Zodiac to save your life. And so the one unique thing that we're bringing to this is being able to put together various types of items and create flotation devices. You know, if you have this stuff and you can build expedient rafts, expedient sales that can help you and assist you, by all means. But if you just try and do it while you're in the water the day of the crash, it's not going to work. If you have a frame of reference already of, hey, this is no big deal, man. I can take that swimming ring and I can take that piece of foam. I can lash it together and I can make this type of flotation device that I can give somebody some relief for. Maybe it's for a few minutes that they're not swimming, but maybe get some out of the water for a little bit. But you know what? Someone's injured in the water. How to treat that person in the water. Those are things that are important to me. You know, it's just like what we do during a challenge, man, on the land. We're just applying it to the ocean. So to go back 1 second and talk about the swimming ability, the person could be a Michael Phelps. That's all right. We're going to be able to take care of the person who is incredibly competent in the water and wants to get miles in. But we can also take care of the people who are like, look, I can swim enough to survive and I'm not going to quit. I can swim 200 meters and I'm competent enough to go into the water and not freak out. I want to do the event. I want to learn. You know, we're not here to give swim lessons. But if we can get the person who says, I want to try this, I'm not afraid to try, and I have a basic swimming ability, I can swim 200 meters If I have to tie a knot under the water, I can. That's the type of person that should come to this event. But if they don't know how to swim, they're totally afraid of the water, this is not the event for them because they're going to spend a lot of time in the water.
And they should probably learn to swim because that's a very valuable skill.
They should probably learn to swim before they come to the event. I'll tell you this, the last speech that we did, we had a man there, his name was James Bond. And I'll tell you what, man, this guy, he has the heart of a lion. This GRT has the heart of a lion. Every time I see him, I have great respect for him. We did the swim assess with him. And he showed competency in me. Was he the fastest guy? No, but he was like, you know what? I want to be here and I want to do this. That guy was at the front of every single event that we did. And you know what? I respect that, man. I mean, he wasn't the best swimmer in the world, but you know what? The event is not designed to turn you into Michael Phelps or race a great white. That's not what the event's designed for. The event is designed to bring people together and give you a great distance you have to cover and give you a mission, just like we do during the Go Ruck Challenge. So to bring these people together and give them an event where they can look their fears eyeball to eyeball and be like, hey, get in my pocket. That's the intent of the event.
This is going to be such an incredibly awesome event. I'm very excited to see how it unfolds. It sounds like there's a lot going on and there's going to be a ton of skills taught. How long have you been planning this for?
Between March 21st and March 24th is when we sat down and we slapped the table and said, we're going to move forward with this event. And this is the components of it. In putting these events together, Jason's original envisions, he would product test the GR1 with the Go Ruck Challenge. And to look back, I've been with this company now, this community, I should say, this community for just over 4 years. We did our event together in, June 2013? June 29th, 2013 is when you and I did Heavy 009. Yep. And, you know, to see where we've come about the effort that we're putting to the events like Constellation, Navigator, even the evolution of the Go Ruck Challenge of Charming the Snake, this evolution of events and how we sit down and put them together, you know? And then when we brief Jason on it and he looks at this, you know, Jason's number one priority, work from the participant and go backwards. That is what, you know, when I sit down with Jason McCarthy and we go over these events and I brief him on these events, first thing out of his mouth, speak to me from the participant's point of view and work backwards. And really, that's what matters to him. He knows that we're all accomplished special operators and that we have expertise in planning. But what he wants to know is this. When the participant walks away, what are they going to experience? So that's why events like Constellation, why Beach Core, are a constant evolution in our feedback loops of making sure that we get it right. Constellation's on Constellation like number 15. The Constellation team is working more than any other event planning team to get it right. We take the feedback from the participants and we make it right. And I'm going to take the feedback from the participants from this Beach Core and I'm going to adjust it. And then I'll run another beta somewhere else. And then from there, you know, if it works out and it meets Jason's intent, then we'll look at taking it on the road to various cities. Seattle, definitely on the list. California, Michigan. We got to take care of our GRTs. Our Texas GRT community is huge. You know, Texas, Detroit, Ohio. We have got to take care of our rucking clubs out there, and especially the ones that are close to bodies of water. Just because it's beach doesn't have to be executed solely on a beach. I just need a body of water that's big enough to where the people aren't going to be like, okay, this is lame. I'm sitting in the middle of a flamingo lake, you know, and I can breaststroke to the other side, you know, like it's only 100 meters wide. You know, it has to be a body of water.
And I just want to comment on the evolution of the events, how you mentioned that you do listen to customer feedback. And I can definitely attest to that. I was very excited about Constellation when it came out, and I was following, you know, people's reports, their AARs on the event. And I was watching between events how people would make comments and then how Go Ruck would pivot accordingly, and you would see the changes made, you know, as quickly as the very next event. It's been incredible to watch. I mean, you guys have a super agile approach to this, and you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I go through all of the participant reviews, and when somebody writes in and they're not satisfied with an event, it hits me personally. You know, it hits me personally. It shouldn't hit me personally. It should hit me professionally, but it does hit me personal. Because I know the time that we put into this event. But the thing is, we have to take emotion to the side. That's what the Constellation team does. We take emotion to the side. We look at the tangible concern of the participant who says, hey, I would have liked to see this, this, and this. Every Constellation has been different. There's been no Constellations that are the same. They are constantly, even right now, 15 events into the series, we are still making adjustments every week to make that event better. And honestly, it will not stop until we reach perfection, which we both know will never happen. That is what our event planning teams are about, is the participant experience. And, you know, if they're like, you know what, I want an event that's going to test my mind, body, soul on the ocean, then you know what, we meet that demand and we can do it. There's very few companies who can do what we do. I honestly don't think there's any out there that can do what we can do. Just to be unbiased, there's no companies out there that have 80 special operation guys from all branches of special operations who can do what we do and who care enough about the community to give them what they want. And also, we listen to what they want. We just don't listen to all the good stuff. We appreciate the good comments that come in, and we love it. It brightens our day. But you know what? When they come in and say, we have an issue with this, this, and this, we zero in on that. So you know what? I'm very proud to work with this team across the board of all the event planning teams that are out there for firearms, expeditions, Constellation, and for even our tough and light event planning teams. I'm stoked to work with these people because they do care.
And you can tell. You can tell that everyone cares deeply about the events. So is there anything else that you want to touch on about Beached Core? You can tell the excitement in your voice as you talk about it. You are incredibly excited about this event. And so anyone who's showing up to it, they're in for, I am sure, a very good experience.
Beached Core is exciting to me because I love the ocean. I have great respect for the ocean. I have great respect for Big Hungry and all of the inhabitants of the Great Equalizer. I'm excited for this event because it's something I wanted for a long time, to give people the experience of being on the ocean like I have been on the ocean during my career. And I'm just excited to be able to put people into a somewhat controlled environment to where they can learn these skills and learn a greater appreciation and respect for the ocean, but also still learning intangible skills of teamwork and team building. You know, we're all about teamwork, leadership, and communication. And I'm excited about this event on those intangibles as well as the tangible things that we're going to teach. But just bringing people together in the ocean instead of just get online, lock your arms, do flutter kicks in the surf zone and do bottom samples. I want people to experience the power of the ocean. And, you know, that's why I'm very excited for this event.
Well, I can't wait. And I'm incredibly excited that you're considering bringing it to Seattle because I will be there for that. So thank you so much, Big Daddy, for taking the time on your Friday to chat with me. I know you're very busy making sure not only this event, Beached Core, is a huge success, but that all your other events are as well. I truly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk with me, and thank you.
Brian, thank you. The honor and the pleasure is all mine. And you know what? Thank you for what you do for Go Ruck and for the All Day Ruck community and for all your listeners out there. Thank you so much for supporting Go Ruck. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day, and I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you guys out on the streets of America.
Hope you have an awesome weekend as well.
Thank you for listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast. To learn more about Go Ruck Beached Core and to get links to everything we talked about during the show, visit the show notes at alldayrockoff.com/podcast/episode-007. To learn more about All Day Rock Off, you can visit us at alldayrockoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We'd love a review on Apple Podcasts. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at brian@alldayrockoff.com. Thanks so much again, and remember, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive, and drink hard, rock harder.